This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, the cost of food is going up, so restaurant chefs get creative in the kitchen.
First, gay marriage in California. 8 years ago, voters in the state passed a referendum that says marriage is for a man and a woman only. Gay and lesbian couples are trying to get that reversed. The California Supreme Court is supposed to rule on it today. Right now, Massachusetts is the only state where gay marriage is completely legal. Sarah Varney's a reporter for KQED. Sarah, what are the cases before the court today? What are they arguing?
There's about 24 gay and lesbian couples who have joined with the city of San Francisco, and they've argued that the state's ban on same-sex marriage discriminates based on gender or sexual orientation, and that it violates their fundamental right to marry.
So there's just a basic constitutional question before the court. You mentioned that San Francisco is a party to this, and remind us, a few years ago, there was kind of a brief spate of same-sex marriages in the city. What happened?
Back in 2004, San Francisco Mayor Gavin Newsom said that the state's ban against same-sex marriage, in his mind, violated the state constitution. And so on Valentine's Day, 4 years ago, he opened up City Hall and allowed gay couples to get married. So I was there that whole weekend. It went on for quite a few days, and there were couples lined up around the block. In the end, about 4,000 couples got married. The Supreme Court came in quickly after that and put a stop to it, and then during the court proceedings, they overturned all of those marriages, essentially saying that the mayor didn't have the authority to make that decision.
So the case that's before the Supreme Court now began sort of back then. And what are experts predicting that the court is going to say today, if indeed there can be any predictions?
It's very difficult to say. I was at oral arguments several months ago, and the court seems very split. I think whichever way the court goes, it'll be a very close decision. It did seem that the Chief Justice, Ron George, who is a Republican, this is a Republican majority court, did seem inclined to agree with the same-sex couples that the state of California has long recognized the rights of same-sex couples to raise children, to be foster parents, to own property, and perhaps it no longer makes sense to bar them from marriage. So there was a lot of discussion during oral arguments on why should the state of California continue to maintain essentially separate institutions for gay men and lesbians and for heterosexuals. The court was really curious about, well, what is it about marriage that really matters? And there was a lot of discussion back and forth that, you know, marriage communicates a deep meaning, that the name marriage matters. Some of the justices said, doesn't having separate institutions remind us of bans on interracial marriage? They talked a lot about a case in 1948. California was the first state in the country to overturn a ban on interracial marriage. There's a lot of conversation about whether or not those same principles apply to this case.
Is this situation any different because the court is dealing here with a referendum that was passed by the state's voters, or does that just simply not matter because it's a basic constitutional question?
It essentially doesn't matter. It is a basic constitutional question. The court seemed inclined they weren't going to say, well, let's kick this back to the voters, for instance, and let them have another try at it. I would add, though, there is the 2000 Prop 22, which is what you're referring to, but there's also state statute that goes back to, I believe it's the late 70s. It's in the state family code that also defines marriage as that between a man and a woman. So there's actually two different things that they're looking at here.
Now, the state legislature has, in the ensuing years, twice passed laws legalizing same-sex marriages.
That's right.
And Governor Schwarzenegger vetoed both of those.
That's correct. Governor Schwarzenegger said the voters have spoken on this in 2000 when they passed Proposition 22, so I'm going to leave it up to the voters. Or whatever the court decides, I will follow what the court decides.
So that decision is coming down later today. I read a comment from a gay activist who said, whatever way California goes, this is going to be a very important decision for the entire country.
I think so. I think everybody's been watching. Obviously, California is the most populous state in the country. It has a very large gay and lesbian population. If the court does rule to overturn the ban, that would take effect in about 30 days, unless the court says otherwise. And so within 30 days, if in fact this ban on same-sex marriage is overturned, you would start to see gay couples getting married in California.
Sarah Varney of KQED in San Francisco. Sarah, thank you.
Thank you.